Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is Friday Night Live, and yes, this is Litty Lit with DJ E Monster. What's going on in this Friday night? Get up. You got yourself on mute?
Hi. No.
Hi.
I thought you was doing your opener.
I'm going to play the first song. But, you know, how you doing tonight? It's Friday Night Live. I know it's your work night. You ready to go in and stuff like that?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he ready, y'all. So I'm going to start it off with an old school remix. This is Paul Anthony and Tanya Dion. It's Fire and Desire. Yeah, I got to pop it off like this. Old school, but a new school mix. Let's get it. Let's go. It's Friday Night Live with Litty Lit. DJ E Monster.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. Remember when I used to?
Then I laid eyes on you. It was pain.
Yeah, Friday Night Live, old school remix, starting us off, getting us weekend started right. I like that remix. Do you like that remix?
Yes, actually I do. And actually, one of the artists on there actually purchased a shirt from us. So, yes, we're going to be pushing that song a lot more here coming up in the future. You dig? So there'll be a lot more fire and desire. After this quarantine opens up. So, yes. I like that one. Like, I usually don't like too many remixes. But yes, that's one of the ones that gets my monstrous approval. So yeah, I'm feeling that Friday Night Live, fire and desire. I probably wouldn't have chose that as an opener, but okay, it is what it is. We're gonna do what we do.
Well, you know, sometimes like when I get started, I get a little groove going. You know, literally get a little groove going, and it just so happens to just. Slow song seems like this, you know, because you know when you know you're going to have to start cleaning the house and your parents are on that slow song before they wake you up just to get them, like, I'm about to wake them up. I'm going to put on this slow song right quick to get me in the mood. Then, boom, they get to playing the jam because they done already did their work. Now they calling on you, and you're like, oh, dang, because you hear it. You already know what time it is. Yeah, that's how I like to start it off.
You did not have to explain all that just to tell us who the show is brought to, who our two tonight's sponsors are.
Well, you know, who that is. Who that is.
You telling us.
I'm telling us. All right, I'm telling us. It's by, you know me, you know, Solomon Six, awesome, this unbelievable, E that to the key, K. Litty Lit on the ones and twos. SolomonSpeaks.com is where you can find me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, Litty Lit is at the SolomonSpeaks.com. And then we got Monster U.S. Apparel. That's what he was talking about, where you can find the gear that old girl was purchasing. Fiona, is it Fiona? No, that's not how it is. What's her name? Jesus, I'll get it right. Last name Vio. Picasso painting, where you can get your inside and outside painted. Elite Sway Management and eMonster.com. Now listen, if you want to holler at Litty Lit, I'm just saying, and DJ eMonster and Jazzy B, and you know I'm still Miss Unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? You go to MonstarRadio.com. That's MonstarRz. Radio.com. I'm just saying, that's the sponsors. And if you come support us, it keeps us live and free on the show. So on Tuesday, you can take over like you be doing. I'm just saying. So those are the sponsors for tonight's show. And this is, once again, Miss Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, Friday Night Live. Listen, if you want to come hang with me, and DJ Imani.
Man, right now, you like one of them little kids in the city ass down somewhere.
9-9-9-3-4-1-1. Let's go.
That's you right now.
Talk with us.
One of them little kids in the city, sit their ass down somewhere right now. Yeah, you just.
What?
Okay. What else we got going on tonight? Because you was like really lit. Like, lit.
It's Friday night. That's how we get down. I mean, you wake up, sir. That's how we get down on Friday night. So let me
what we got for entertainment news. What we got for entertainment news.
Entertainment news. We got R. Kelly. It's a lot, but we ain't going to go through all these. I'm just going to read them. And then whatever the night brings, that's what we'll get. We got Mike Pence, Kim Kardashian, Tekashi, Ray J update. NBA News, Meek Mills, Keisha Cole, Megan, the Royals, and Ty Chokey. He's a rapper. You know, I ain't never heard of him, but we'll go with it.
As y'all can see, y'all gonna enjoy y'all weekend. All you gotta do is tap into that vibration of that person over there. Yes. And you will have enough energy to make it through the weekend monstrously. So, we got entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I'll let you do your thing. Go ahead, set it up, knock it down.
Set it up, knock it down. Before we set it up and knock it down, we're going to play this song requested by Cali Girl yesterday. It's this E-Monster, Bomb Bomb. And then we'll get started with that. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Music.
That beat is tight, fool. I like the way it starts.
Yeah. This woman get ready to leave. You have an argument about your pussy.
Nah.
Oh, baby, please don't leave. Take the TV, but leave the pussy. Please.
Yeah.
Ray J felt about Princess. She got that bomb bomb. Now they on their way to divorce. Divorce. Mm-hmm.
That's messed up, you're singing that they're getting divorced. Oh my goodness. That's messed up. You singing that they're getting a divorce. That's a horrible thing. She goes, divorce, divorce, making a remix. Okay, that's what it is. Friday Night Live. From Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, which is cold as a lover's heart out here, apparently. Ex lover's heart. So, we're getting them ready for the week.
Hello? Where'd you go? We're getting them ready for the week. What happened? Hello? You there?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Dang, you just got cut off. Keep going.
Right, somehow it, I don't know. But yeah, but hey, go ahead and jump into the entertainment news.
All right, that was weird. All right, well, Princess Love is officially waving the white flag on her marriage with Ray J, filed for divorce nearly after 4 years. She filed docs in L.A. County, and not totally surprising because they were already living separate and tons of drama. They tied the knot in 2016. They had that blowout fight in Las Vegas. You know, she's not letting them see the kids. He's stranded in L.A. They had a heated argument. They got another child that's on the way. They already got a son, Epic. He tried to amend it on Valentine's Day, going out, you know, putting roses, but it wasn't enough. She stopped wearing her wedding ring after the Vegas incident. She threatened divorce, but, you know, she didn't come and, you know, do it. She finally pulled the trigger on the marriage. We talked about that on what, Tuesday? Not surprised at where it's going or how it is. Yeah. You want to know who else is having some issues?
Who else?
You
want to
hear about somebody
else?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
No way.
Yes. They are staying at the opposite ends of the house to keep things civil. The pair, who are parents of four children, have been at each other's throats during this isolation, and we talked about that. And that's, you know, what we kind of talked about on Friday Night Live, ways to cope with it. Like, what can you do as a family so you won't go crazy? But they're arguing. Kim, you know, is going crazy because she's spending a lot of time with the kids herself, and she's frustrated that Kanye's not pulling his weight, you know, in his family responsibilities. They stay at the opposite ends of the house. Kim has been finding it frustrated with Kanye because he doesn't ask how he can help with the four children, North, Six, Saint, Four, Chicago, Two, and Psalms. What names? I'm telling you. So she's upset. She's like, can you come help? But he's been concentrating on his Yeezy sneaker line, which, if you haven't seen the Yeezys, they look like tan. The toes, the shoes, they just look like, man. There's no secret, though, you know. Yeah. She's having struggles with homeschooling and entertaining her four kids. She's having problems because she was always gone, you know, but now she's in the house due to the pandemic. Kanye told her to take the kids to Wyoming last week, but that was just to give her a quick break. But I'm pretty sure he had a whole bunch of people, you know, with him. So he's been focusing on creating and not his family parenting duties. Kim has been doing makeup tutorials and hiding in her guest room because the kids won't leave her alone, and the kids are always coming and interrupting her videos. You can see them all the time when she be trying to do her videos. North jumps in all the time. She be saying you need to be taking care of your kids instead of being on here. Everybody's in different beds all over the floor. There's forts. So it's a problem. You know, they don't have a handle on their kids, and Kim is frustrated because she's doing all the legwork.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad you explained it, because I'm going to be honest. When you first said it, I was thinking, you know how a lot of times in divorces, the husband be like, she just wouldn't shut up. I bet you that's what Kim be saying. Kanye just won't shut up. especially when she, you know, she used to be in charge. But yeah, like you said, this quarantine got everybody on cue. I'm just saying, man, if y'all weren't using whatever y'all forcing, yeah. But at the same time, it's like, Kim, what'd you expect? When you marry an artist, that's what happens. Once an artist really gets into his feelings and really gets into their music, they go off. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. They go off. That's what artistic people, they go off. And they come back with something immaculate, but they go off. That's what happens. but I think what it is, I think that they're so used to being catered to that they're not used to actually dealing with real deal everyday people scenarios.
Right, right. See, say that.
You know what I mean? They used to nanny stepping in and all this, that. And now you got to deal with real deal scenario. And now Kim probably thought having them kids was cute at first. Having attention, putting them online, you know, keeping her career some above float, whatever. I'm not saying that's what it is, but you get what I'm saying if you know the industry.
Absolutely.
And now them kids is being kids. And now she's like, the fuck? Get your ass out of my video. No, you don't know. That's what kids do. Yes, it doesn't matter where you're from, what money denominator you got, kids are going to be kids. Only difference is your kids got better toys than the other kid. That's it.
They're
going to be in your video. They're going to annoy the hell out you. They're going to be all up on you. They're going to be asking you 5,000 questions, the same shit they asked you yesterday. It's the glory of having kids. But the glory ain't for everybody. I'm just saying, some of y'all can't handle it. But, but yeah. So hopefully they'll get it together. A little Southwest West. I don't know. They all got their name. Beautiful name. Odd.
Yeah.
But beautiful name.
Yeah, different. But my question is, you know, the opening statement was Kanye's not helping parents. How does she want him to help? Like, you just can't say that statement without explaining what you want me to do. Like, they're being kicked. Like, how, like, do you know how to put them on timeout? Do you know how to correct them? Or are you raising, you know, the entertainment kids as they're themselves? We're going to explore giving them their moment of being themselves and learning who they are and how to self-regulate and self-calm down at 4. Or you're that parent. Or are you that parent that get your little son to sit down, be quiet? You know, what parent are you? What parent do you want them to be? So it's like you, before you have all these kids, you should know the parenting style that you both have. So in times like this, you will understand how much weight that person can pull and how much weight that person can pull. So then you're not fighting like this. You're talking about two people who have wives who, to me, shouldn't have kids, but had them. Because they're always, he's an isolator, she's an out front person. So how are you going to mesh that type of relationship together to give your kids some attention, the full attention that they need, especially these kids nowadays.
Right. Well, I know Kanye. She's gonna be like, Kanye, come do something with the kids. He's gonna yell down, parenting is a choice. Parenting is a choice.
You see what I'm saying?
My bad. My bag.
Right.
Did I tell y'all it was a bullshit comment?
Right, but it is. Like, you know how many kids, you know, have that type of mentality, though? Like, it's a choice. I don't have to listen to you, Mom. That's a choice. I don't have to, I could call the police on you. That's a choice, too. You could go to jail if you touch me. That's a choice.
And you know what? Them is the kids that grow up and fuck up society. Them is the kids that end up doing 20 to life. Them is the kids that grow up and be breaking in other people's garages and shit. or the kids that wig out, that can't handle reality once they get a little bit of pressure put on them. I'm just saying, when your mama gave you time out, that shit was for a reason. It wasn't just because your ass was obnoxious and couldn't settle down. No, your little ass need to learn patience. Need to learn how to sit your little ass down. Calm down, chill out, and gather your senses. That's what that whole timeout shit used to be. You did. When the little parents used to teach you shit, it was for a reason. So a lot of times, why sometimes these new millennials, why they don't get it, because some of y'all try to take out the discipline part, your parents' edge character in you, you try to take it out. Talking about some, be that freedom, express yourself, and da 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 da. There's a point to it, but at some point, you got to learn shut the fuck up. When adults say shut the fuck up, not adults talking, shut the fuck up. You can speak all you want to in a professional manner for a child. You dig? There's a difference there. Some people say, oh, you got to do it in the right manner for a child. But all that shit has its purpose. It all had its purpose. Some of y'all right now talking about, I met my mom, used to whoop my ass because I da 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 da. It corrected that shit, didn't it? Made you a better person, didn't it? Exactly. So sometimes when people be like, oh, I'm not going to do that to my kid, I'm going to do. Okay, do that if you want to. You had the same problems your mama had before she whooped your ass. So.
And the interesting thing, so this one little, I do emergency child care. And this one little boy was like, the guy kept asking the kids to stop playing, stop play fighting. It's going to lead to something. Stop play fighting. And so none of them would stop play fighting. So me, you know, the person that I am, I kindly went over there and was like, what did he tell y'all? Get, you know, do whatever. And one of the little boys was like, oh, I don't have to do that. He's not my daddy. I said, no, he ain't your daddy. But, oh, you going to do it, because if your daddy come up here clowning because something happens to you, it's our responsibility. You know, no, he ain't your daddy. Because if he was your daddy, he would have popped you in your doggone mouth for talking back. How about that? And then I had to think about it. Oh, Lord, I'm talking to somebody else's kid, but come on. You got to make them understand that just because it ain't your daddy doesn't mean that you ain't got to respect who's talking to you and do what you're told. Especially it's to save your attitude, because he's the quick one with getting a fight and start fighting and hitting. I'm like, and especially you, you know you get to fighting after a minute if someone hits you hard. He was like, well, he ain't my daddy. I don't care. Get up there. Stop talking to me. See, then I was like, I'm done. Because, you know, now they're giving them a little choice. Oh, let them talk. Damn that. No. They're done. Because when I'm done, we're done. There ain't no talking back. So it's like some of the kids just have free reign to just keep on talking. No, that conversation is over. Over.
Right. Yeah, like you said, sometimes, it's just, and I mean, we're not saying beat your kids, but you're going to check them little motherfuckers every now and then. I'm just saying, you're going to let them know, hey, you the kid. Y'all get what we're saying. So, what else we got on the chat block?
Okay, we got R. Kelly, of course. But that was a good one. I can't obstruct accusers. Aaliyah's dead. Ex and girlfriends hate my guts. That's his new argument. He's informing the judge there's no dangers of him harassing his accusers if he gets out of jail, because it's impossible for him to communicate with them. His team, you know, basically did the follow-up motion requesting him to be unbonded because of the COVID-19. He said the six alleged victims in his federal case out of New York, one of them was Aaliyah, And the Kelly's team pointed out she's deceased, so therefore, you know, that can't happen. And the other two accusers, as Jane Doe's, they can't even ID them. So the other ones, he's saying he has no influence on them and he won't bash them. His girlfriend's been blasting him daily on social media. Miss Cleary has been putting everything on her social posts. She's ready to talk. Jane Doe number six has gone negative on a campaign, so he can't talk. He can't talk to her either. And say all this. Let me out. I promise you, I'll be on good behavior. But once again, this is, you know, there was two motions beforehand to be released on bond. Those two were shut down. So he's trying this angle to get out. I don't know how well this angle gonna go, but that's the new angle. He can't get to nobody. How you think about that? I mean, you gotta try everything, right?
Right, right. Why the 12 play ain't working now. The 12 play is not working right now. All we can do is just keep watching Kells. I mean, that's all we can do. I don't even know what to say at this point. There's not really much you can say. Shit. Been said. I mean, all you do is look at him now and be like, for real, bro? Like you said, like, that's your defense now? Like, for, like you really reaching now. But okay. Okay.
That's the one you going with? That one? You choosing that one. They dead.
Right.
And the other ones
right.
Don't like me. When I was in the, don't nobody like me. Can I get out now? You can see don't nobody like me. They telling you don't know. They don't like me. They all on the radio. So I guess if they were smart, they were like, well, then you can ban all social media. You can't have no phone. You on total isolation. But how long can they monitor that? You can use a fake name.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to monitor his telephone? Are you going to monitor, like, how can they monitor him to not get to them? And I think that's why the judge keeps telling you no, because they don't have a secure way to monitor you, man.
Right.
Crazy. But all right, I'm going to take a music break. This is Lecrae and YK Osiris, Set Me Free. That's how R. Kelly feels right now.
Am I not here? I'm just not here. I'm just
and
not
DJ
here.
You all right? I already said. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. Run
Lenny Lent says DJ Imasa is here. Yes, he's here. He's in the building, y'all. I'm looking dead at him. He in the building. He in the building, y'all. He want to be set free too, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Here we go.
That's where we said new AP watch my wrist on gun, new rainbow diamonds. right, keep that up. Instagram flex, bitch, you're getting gassed up. It's in my face, boy, back up. I'm a city girl, it's only right that I act up.
Here's a song she was looking for, Lecrae and YJ Osiris, Set Me Free. Uh-huh. My DJ board got booby trapped.
Let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my go. That's on me, that's on mama's. Oh my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight, get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on her like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. These shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People left me, you was round for me. Round for me, all that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Friday night, the groove's being set, getting y'all ready for the weekend. So, we got DJ Litty Lit over here. She a little Litty Lit today.
Yes. Guess what? Guess who has COVID-19?
Who?
Vice President Mike Pence, press secretary.
You had me for a minute. I thought you were saying Mike Pence had it. So his secretary has it now?
Whose husband to be one of President's top aide. The press aide husband is one of President Trump's top aide. So it's around them, right?
Mm-hmm.
She tested positive. I thought it was Mike Pence. But he close, because, you know, he don't wear his mask either, right? Him and Trump just feel like they just obsolete on this thing. She tested positive, and they don't know, you know, they don't know how she came in contact with him. His name is Stephen Miller. It's unclear how he got it after, you know, you're not unclear how you got it, but the White House has it because don't you see the, his valet had it? So what makes y'all think that y'all ain't going to have it in the White House? I'm just wondering. But, yeah. Guess who got arrested in the NBA? He did not have the greatest
Stevie
year
Wonder.
Right now. Seddon Brown. He's just not having a great year. And he has the cutest pick alive. I mean, he's smiling. Yeah. But he got arrested after people claimed he fired a gun at them in an open house visit gone wrong. The 34-year-old, you know, won titles with Kobe Bryant. He put a firearm on two people in his Georgia home. He says the alleged victims called around 9:45, claiming earlier in the day, Brown had fired rounds at them for a house for sale mix-up. He says the two individuals claimed they were out searching for homes when they saw one for sale sign on it. Officers said the individuals entered through an open gate and say two people claimed when they got to the door, they were told to come in. Once inside, Brown confronted them before ultimately agreeing to let them go. But the two says they were leaving. Brown fired 5 to 6 shots at them. They found one shell casing in the area, and eventually he was arrested for aggravated assault. He bonded out. He played in the league. So this is the craziest story I've heard ever. Like, so who opened the door? Who come in?
Right. There's a lot more to that story. I guarantee you that. Now, I'm not just saying a lot to the more to the story from just the people telling it. I just mean to the story, period. Now, cause the reason why I say this is because I'm kind of a homeowner. You know what I mean? Not kind of. I am a homeowner, meaning I can kind of relate to the situation, meaning, you know, there's somebody snooping around. You want to know what the fuck they're doing around your house. But you usually come out and you confront them and say, what are you doing out here? Like, you know what I mean? And they tell you what they're doing, and then you either bust their ass or push them down the block. Now.
Right.
Only thing I could think of maybe to do was kind of like, he thought it was somebody doing some funky shit, and he was like, oh, yeah. And it was like, this is a bullshit-ass excuse. Yeah, come on in. Got inside and turned Twister on their ass. Or they wasn't coming up with the right price. And he's like, what? I'll beat your ass. Come in here talking about some, you'll give me. So, I mean, that's just crazy. Especially when you're busting shots at people walking away. Like, come on, man. Like, let that shit go. Like, for whatever reason, you didn't have to do it. Because now look at you, especially when you, like, played on a big team and you was, like, celebrity and all that extra stuff. Sometimes I don't be knowing what's going on. But like I said before, I always say these big people with all this big money stuff, they need therapy to learn how to handle their own emotions. Because sometimes you got emotions and money, you can make some mistakes. Bad.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. And remember, Shannon Brown was married to Monica. I remember Monica and him are going through a divorce right now. So he all over the place.
Oh, see, that could be part of it, too. They're going through a divorce. He's emotional. Yeah, he's real emotional right now. That's not justifying nothing, but I'm just trying to find where his head is at to make him do something like this.
Can I ask a question? Why do people ask when you're doing an interview, and I know you've been interviewed, and I don't know if you've been asked questions about your ex, like who you've been with and how you feel? Has someone ever asked you that question? You know, I see it a lot.
In an interview?
Yeah.
Now, when you talking about a job interview, or you talking about an entertainment industry interview?
Like an industry interview.
I can't say I've ever been asked about an excellent industry interview.
Okay. Well, Keisha Cole was asked her thoughts on ex Jeezy's engagement to Jenny Ma. Keisha Cole and Jay-Z, they dated years ago. But that didn't stop someone from asking Keisha Cole, how does she feel about her ex-engagement to the real co-host, Jenny Ma? So it was from the Shade Room. So no questions were off limits. So the lady asked, what was her thoughts about Jeezy popping a question? And Keisha, you know, I don't know why we even respond. Like, why did we respond? She said she was supportive in her answer. She said she's glad to see that he no longer feels like he has to go, about love in a private way.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was super proud, but that he actually has taken a step to love openly because she knew that was a thing and he didn't feel like he could come around. And he has no complexion. But why is that such a question? Like, what difference does it make? I'm just wondering, why does that, you know, always seem to be happening in different...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Are they looking to be messy?
Usually, when they act something like that sometimes. You know what I mean? I mean, it could have been from somewhere innocent, but or they just couldn't find nothing good, or they tried to find a wild question, something to rock the people a little bit. That's all I can think of. Because, I mean, right now, everybody else is talking about, you know, how Keisha Cole and Mary J. didn't do a song.
Mm-hmm. So, do you know anything about Ty Chai Joki? He's a British rapper. Have you ever heard of him?
Mm-mm.
He's a Nigerian British rapper, and he died of COVID-19. He was 47, and he went by the name Ty. So, he couldn't make it. And he must have been a popular British rapper. The only reason why I asked you, because I know you've been overseas, and I know you hear different music than we do. So, so Ty, he passed away. Yeah. So he must have been a new British upcoming rapper. You don't hear too many people, you know, from Britain, you know, talk about he passed, but he must have been a very popular guy over there. So. Let's take our moment of silence for him. All right. Guess who's living in Tyler Perry's mansion? 18 million Beverly Hills mansion.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I bet he was. The Royals are.
Oh, wow.
They have been living in the ultra-luxury Beverly Hills hideout that belongs to Hollywood tycoon Tyler Perry for a minute. So when they moved from Canada, Tyler was like, here, have my place. since March, they've been staying at the waterfront home in Vancouver until they moved there. They've been volunteering. Tyler Perry ate. Bedroom, 12-bathroom, Tuscan-style villa sits on 22 acres on top of the hill. It's a gated community offering sweeping views. Tyler Perry's property, they're staying there as guests. There's no record on if the mat is. It ain't been sold. They're just staying there. It's when I tell you it's beautiful, they can walk for miles and no one will know they're there. I mean, this house, it's bigger than the palace. Like, I know the queen got to be looking at them like, how in the hell did y'all get to come up like that? When I tell you this is a come up, it's a come up. It's a come up, you monster. It's a come up.
Right, right. Wow, that's big. That's big. Yeah, because while everybody else talking about how they ain't finna to them and they ain't finna do all that extra stuff, I think that's dope that Tyler Perry stepped up and was like, here, everybody talking about they ain't finna give you security. They ain't finna give you all that extra. Nope. Here you go. Here's the crib. You can stay right here. Don't worry about it. Ain't nobody gonna be out there to mess with you. Doop, 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 doop. Probably got some pit bulls down the block somewhere. You know, stereotype, you know.
Man, that's
sorry,
that's
y'all.
Nice.
I'm trimming my beard as I'm trying to get ready for work.
Oh, you're trimming it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to know you was trimming your beard. We don't hear you. I mean, I see you, but we don't hear it.
We didn't need to know all that extra you doing that. So, anyway, you got another song, DJ?
My smart ass, my.
Take it, that's a no.
Yeah, I do. I just ain't found the one I want to play yet. Hold on. Because it seems like the ones I've been getting has not been the right one. Let's see. This is an old school one. We'll put them on mute. All right, here we go.
Shake it. Queens, Manhattan, the whole New York City. I said I love you to death, but you don't stop. And you don't quit, you got to keep on until the just do it like this. You don't stop, and you don't quit, you got to keep on and on and on.
In the back, old school. Throw in the back, old school. Yeah. He's shaving, y'all. He's shaving. Yep. All right. So, COVID-19 weekend things you can get into this weekend. Well, it's going to be a little chilly. So, once again, it's about staying indoors, doing some fun things indoors, things you can do. Y'all can make some slushies together. Y'all can bake together. Children, you guys can do craft projects for your mom. It is Mother's Day on Sunday. So you can get a water bottle and some tissue paper from the dollar store, and you can make roses and flowers out of the tissue paper with some pipe things. You just twist them around. And you put them in the jar, and there's your craft for your parents for Mother's Day. You can also watch movies, bake cookies, all the things you guys can do together as a family, as it's going to be real, real cold outside, so the outside doors ain't going to be for you. Let's see if DJ Monster is finished shaving. Let's see. He ain't done yet, y'all. Y'all hear that? If you guys want to learn a new trade, you guys can start scullus. Shave your dad's hair. Ladies, you guys can learn how to do nails. Everyone is learning how to do nails. They're doing the acrylic. They're doing the gel. They're learning. They're watching YouTube. You guys can make YouTube videos. You guys can do a whole bunch of things together. And if you guys do that this weekend, hey, post and share on our Facebook pages. Matter of fact, go to the Monstar page and put something on there. MONSTARZRADIO.com. That's MonstarRadio.com. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. You go DJ Monster. You can go to Solomon Speaks. And I'm telling you, we would love to see what you guys have done creatively. So next week, be ready to bounce with us. Monster is Monday. Takeover Tuesday. Wet Wednesday. Comic Cafe for Thursday. And we'll be back here Friday Night Live with Miss Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, DJ E Monster, Jazzy B, and the Monstars. We want you guys to have a safe night. And once again, we thank you for listening. Bye-bye.